Welcome, everybody. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks for watching. Those of you that are watching on replay, thank you for, well, for watching. Thanks for hitting that play button. I'm Dave, and this is Let's Have a Chat. And it's Tuesday. Sorry about that. Tuesday, August 20th, 2019. Almost there to the end of the month. But, hey, we got a lot to do. So still about, what, 11 more days to go or 10 more days to go. Depends on how you count your days. But today is Tuesday, and it's all about leadership in the news. And today I want to talk a little bit about Hong Kong. Hong Kong, yes. Yes, the former English, British, UK protectorate. Then it got handed over to China, and China said, oh, we'll keep things running the way they are until like 2054. And, well, guess what? Things are running. We're running fine up until the Chinese premier said, kind of talked about that. He was asked in a conference, in a news conference, a reporter asked them about, hey, what about 2054? What's going to happen to Hong Kong after 2054? And, well, he said it could possibly continue going the way it was. Not being certain, not being definite as to that it will continue, it's that it may. And that's kind of what exacerbated or started the ball rolling, and then it just grew, and now it's really pretty crazy, I guess. I mean, it's flights have been canceled, flights in and out of the city of Hong Kong have been canceled, trade is all but stopped. People are worried about what's going to happen now, not in 2054, but now, because again, you're going to phase it in. Will it become part of mainland China? Will it just be a part of the communist system? And yes, for those of you that don't know, China is a communist country. It has a communist system of, a government, a communist form of government. And guess what? It works because they've made themselves accept some capitalistic processes, especially in the manufacturing industry, where they've allowed people to make money, where they've allowed people to continue to make products that are sold all over the world. That's a brief history lesson. So, but still, in the underlying, if they needed to, they would crack down. They'd return back to the full communist process, and the government would then control exactly where you or where those citizens would live, what they would do, and how, for how long they'd do it, and for how much they'd do it, and they'd just have to be happy about it. But citizens of Hong Kong enjoyed life under the British protectorate. And then once it got handed over, they were pretty good up until now. And, it's going to be interesting. So they really are scared for their freedom, the freedom that they were given, the freedom that they believe they were going to have, and the freedom they believe they should still continue to have. But the reality is it might not turn out that way. So that being said, what needs to be done? Well, in any situation, there has to be open dialogue, open communication, open and honest and true, authentic, genuine communication. It's when one side just finds themselves that, hey, they don't have to worry about what the other side says. Why? Because they're the controlling power. They're the ruling power. They're the ones that signed the check. They're the ones that allow the check to be signed. And that's not good. That's not negotiation. That's just putting off the inevitable. And the inevitable is the hammer falling. And folks, when the hammer falls, if you have not seen what life is in a communist state, if you have not lived long enough or been around to remember communism in the form that it existed, in Eastern Europe, in the Soviet Union, it's not a pretty sight. It's not a pretty sight. Having been to Berlin when it was a divided city, West Berlin, and into East Berlin, yes, it was the showpiece of the Warsaw Pact. It was the showpiece of communism, but it still was very gloom, very gray, very just downtrodden, very beat. And how do you lead people like that? How do you make people buy into that system? Well, what they did is through fear and intimidation, and a little organization known as the Stasi, and I'm talking about East Germany, the Stasi, the state security, the Ministry for State Security. And at one point, they just about had everybody reporting on everybody else, ratting each other out. What kind of life is that? It's not. Because again, that mind of that mindset of control, and we control and everybody else has to follow. And that's not how it works. That's not true leadership. That's dictatorship. That's tyranny. That's not freedom of choice. So something to think about there. So China, I mean, Hong Kong is, something's going to happen. It might not be good, but you never know. We might not be expecting. Then again, we could be getting a taste of, you know what, this is worth fighting for, and that communism is not the way to go. Socialism is not the way to go. But again, somebody has to step up and lead, and somebody has to not be afraid to say, you know what, maybe you're right. So it's all about negotiation. It's all about communication. It's all about ensuring that everybody gets a win-win. Folks, I'm Dave Guerra. This is the late edition of Let's Have a Chat. It is Tuesday, August 20th, 2019. Until tomorrow, have a great evening. I will talk to you then. Take care. Thanks.